USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases is going down. The group's director general is expressing cautious optimism about the efforts to control the outbreak. The virus has killed nearly 1,800 people, mostly in China. Democrats in Nevada are calling the early voter turnout over the weekend substantial. The Nevada caucus is set for February 22nd, but at least 25,000 Democrats already showed up and cast their ballots in early voting. Nevada Democratic Party Chairman William McCurdy says things are working well so far.
From the very beginning, what we wanted to do is make sure that we offered the most expansive, accessible, and transparent caucus yet, which is why we have early vote and also have an opportunity for folks to utilize our precinct chairs, utilize low-tech, easy option on caucus day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Officials from the University of Nebraska Medical Center say 13 people from the cruise ship in Japan have tested either positive or likely positive for coronavirus.
These individuals were brought here because we have the personnel, we have the facilities, we have the resources and the expertise to handle these kind of individuals.
Dr. Chris Crotteville from the National Quarantine Center in Omaha says the new quarantine will last at least 14 days. A grape glut is impacting wine prices. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the story.
The price of domestic wine is falling quickly. It's expected to drop to its lowest levels in 5 years because of a surplus of California grapes. Experts say the cheaper prices could last for about 3 years. While that might sound like good news to wine aficionados, demand for wine has overall decreased. And if there's not enough demand to support increased production, those surplus grapes will go to waste.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A holiday weekend inevitably means sales, and President's Day is no exception. Droves of retailers across the country are continuing to roll out deals and discounts on various goods. Mary Quirk is an editor with Consumer Reports. She tells ABC News,
anytime that you want to get a big ticket item, a 3-day weekend sales, usually people, you know, retailers are going to be cutting some prices on those flashy items.
As far as that big ticket appliance item, Quirk says,
anything from washers, dishwashers, fridges, ranges, those things that you might be kind of waiting for the best time of year to buy. This is going to be a weekend where you're going to see sales from a lot of the major retailers.
Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin is speaking out after Browns defensive end Myles Garrett said during an interview on ESPN that Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph used the N-word during an altercation at the end of a game in November. Tomlin on ESPN says those claims are just not true.
The most recent one this past weekend, I took offense to it, to be quite honest with you. When it first transpired during the season, we don't have a lot of time to pause and fight battles of that nature. We said our piece. We were completely cooperative with all parties involved. And then we had to move on. We had another game awaiting us, and we wanted to be singularly focused. But when these allegations returned this past weekend, I thought it was appropriate that Mason is properly defended.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.